The DOC's new curriculum will offer all inmates the chance to start looking for jobs, housing, and health care providers before they walk out the prison gates. Ex-offender and former drug addict Tamara Oman of Madison works with released prisoners through the group Voices Beyond Bars. She says the best part of the new initiative is the DOC's willingness to work with groups like hers to make sure prisoners don't see it as just another effort to control them.
For those of us that have been in prison, we know what was missing in prison and on the way out the door. I think the most difficulty will be is getting ex-offenders or offenders to buy into it because it's another Department of Corrections program. That's why I've pushed for us to be a part of that process.
Partnerships with community groups will be crucial to the curriculum's success, according to the DOC's Mary Kay Collot, who is heading up the department's reentry programs.
By strengthening those partnerships, we continue to educate the communities about why it's important that we prepare offenders for a successful reentry. By holding offenders accountable and giving the offenders a chance to succeed, we will be strengthening the safety of our communities.
Collot says the department will fund implementation of the new curriculum by redirecting current resources. Some prison reform advocates are skeptical of the prison system's ability to do that, pointing to the long waiting lists for drug treatment programs in many prisons, programs which are also crucial for preparing prisoners to go home. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.